winning with Vision View Sports Radio.
Lelia Smith now joins us, Mamelodi Sundowns ladies midfielder, and she could hopefully tell us where is the drawing board. Thalia, a warm welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you. I mean, you know this drawing board that they talk about in football? Do you know where they keep it?
We keep it in our head.
Good answer.
Especially if you had Mamelodi Sundowns, right?
Yeah.
What is it like playing for Sundowns ladies?
So far it's been really good. Different challenges compared to my previous team because it's a different league. So it's a joy playing around a crop of good players, a team where they only know winning. So the journey so far has been quite good.
What has it been like if it is that you compare the teams? What would you say is distinctly different?
I would say basically because we're playing in two different leagues, the crop of players, I would say, is a much more... I don't want to use the word talent because I don't want to seem like maybe I'm downplaying the talent of the other players, but... it's just that the league is more competitive and everyone wants to play for Mamelodi Sundowns. So at the end of the day, within the team, they try and take the best players. So, and the hard-working players, because it's not just a group of talented players. It's a group of quite hard-working players. At the end of the day, talent is not just the one thing that's going to win you games or win you tournaments or trophies.
I like that answer. But, Thalia, just take us through your journey. How did you start? Why football? You know, where did it all begin for you?
So basically, I started playing at a very young age. I was about 7 years old. Mm. So I'm from Cape Town originally. Mm-hmm. That's home for me. So I started playing. Actually, my father and my brother started taking me with him to the soccer field. And I think that's where I saw the first looks of the game. And that's when I started just kicking the ball around on the fields and everything. So I started playing for Stramontane AFC back home. I started playing with guys.
When you say home, where in Cape Town are you from?
In Stramontane.
All right.
Yeah, so I started playing for Stramontane AFC as well. That's a team back home. So I started playing under 8 for the boys and all. And I think about 3 years after, that's when I started... moving to the women's team at Stramontane, and I was about 11 years, I think. And I played one season there. After that season, I moved to Santos, also in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. From Santos, I spent about 2 or 3 seasons there. I moved to Spurs Women's Football Club. Mm. And then when I moved from Spurs, that was when I finished my high school. And that's when I went to go and study at UWC and start my undergrad. So that's where I played and for 3 years while I was doing my undergrad studies. And then after my undergrad, that's when I decided, okay, I'm going to do postgraduate, but I need a bit of a change of scenery. And then that's when I moved to Sucks.
you talk about education and, you know, I guess you're the one of the educated ladies there. And how did you juggle that? How was that for you? How tough was that for you? If it was tough.
There's no if. It was really tough. It's not easy being a student athlete. I mean, there's a lot of women football players that can attest to it as well that has been studying and playing. It's not easy. I think you need to be disciplined and you need to have balance and also you need to set your priorities straight at the end of the day. Because with being a student athlete, you needed to know that, okay, I'm playing for the institution, but I'm also a student and I'm on a sport bursary, but my academics also needs to be, you know, up there. Mm. So I think it's all about time management, being disciplined, and just knowing your priorities. That's how I managed to finish my studies in record time, and I'm just that type of person that is very hardworking, on and off the pitch, and I don't want to say I'm scared of failure, but I would rather want to get it done now rather than later. Yeah.
I like that. All right. Be scared. I like it. Yeah. It will always push you. So when you were studying at UDubs, did you then play for UDubs?
Yes. I spent 3 seasons there, and we did quite well within the time I was still there, because at the time, we had a very good team. We had the likes, I was playing with the likes of Stembe in 2016, the likes of Leandra, Nieda, Amokwalang. So we had a really good crop of players. And I remember in 2016 is when we won the SASA League in the Western Cape.
Yeah.
And we also won the USA, the University National Tournament. Mm. Yeah.
So why did you not want to see Mortadam Road anymore? And then you moved to Tux?
I just think I needed a change of A. Let me say A. Change of A. Yeah, so I moved to Tux. And it was a good move. Tux is a very, very good institution. They set up with the high performance is top class.
Yes,
so
yes it is.
Very good move, yeah.
Yeah. What does your dad say? I mean, has it always been support from the Smith family for your love for the game and you wanting to take it to its highest level?
Yes, there's always been that support from my family in general. There was never that thing of, you a girl, you shouldn't be playing football. I think my family saw my potential at a very young age. And I would say my parents are my biggest critic, and at the end of the day, my biggest motivator. So they're fully supportive of my journey. I think also sometimes when I'm a bit out and about when it comes to the game, you know, sometimes we have our off days. I think it's them that sometimes keep me sane and tell me, you know, you got to keep on going. The road is not easy. So they play a very, very influential part in my journey.
Don't they ever say, come back home, Thalia, come back home?
No, they say, keep going to greater heights.
Because where do you want the journey to take you? If it is that you have experience at UWC, Tux, you're now at Mamelodi Sundowns, and then you talk about a Thembi Kgatlana that you played alongside. Is your sights out of South Africa, out of the Super League, and perhaps into a league in Europe?
Definitely. I think that should be any footballer's aspirations. I think I'm a very ambitious person, and I believe in myself. And I think those ones that have the players that have currently gone overseas, the likes of Thembi, your likes of Jermaine, your likes of Fifi, I think they've actually set the standard for us South African female women footballers. And they give us hope. They give us hope that it's possible that we can go out there to your big leagues, considered female leagues, and we can go out there and compete. So that's definitely where I have my sights on.
Mm.
Thalia, I just remembered something now. So going back to Sundowns, when you joined Sundowns, I mean, I wanted to know how that move came about. But my question is this: is how has it changed your life? You know, especially now that Sundowns, I just find out they pay salaries there. You know, how has that changed your life in any way? Are you like a celebrity there in your neighborhood? I don't know. You know. What did you buy for that matter with your first paycheck? You know, I want to know more, you know?
I feel like that topic is actually a bit sensitive. But, you know, when if we're being open and honest, we know when it comes to women's football and money, we can't really compare to maybe what the males are getting. Mm. And we know the constant fight with gender inequality.
Yeah.
So maybe the status of playing for Sundowns is what's keeping me out there. But with the money part, I can't say much on that because, yeah.
But I guess it is nice. I mean, it's not a secret.
Yeah.
In the league, you know, who pays their players and who doesn't, mm-hmm. you know. And
yeah,
we know that Downs play. We do know JVW has, you know, something similar. Mm. So, I mean, again,
yeah,
it's not talking it's, down, it's, but...
Yeah, yes, mm. yes. I mean, it's something as be grateful, because I mean, if you can go back like 2 or 3 years, like players were not getting anything. So for us, it's definitely something positive. It's something that motivates us because we're definitely moving in the right direction. So yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
Do you think other players want to, you know, around you see Sundowns as like, oh, the team I want to be at, you know? Do you get that?
Oh, without a doubt. I'm sure they do. Yeah.
Most definitely. I mean,
and you to hook them up, of course.
I mean, Sundowns at the moment is like the team that everyone would want to come play for. I mean, it's the team that is producing. So, but I'm telling you, it's not just things that happen overnight. I mean, it's all because of what is being put in behind the scenes at the end of the day. And a team, everything is just happening for us at the end of the day. I mean, at the end of the day, the old saying goes, you reap what you sow. So what we're putting it in is definitely what we're
getting out. What do you sow, I guess? I mean, take us through a day of Mamelodi Sundowns. You train in the afternoon, evening, when you travel. Do you travel at least 2 days before the time? Just let us in on how the, you know, behind the scenes runnings go.
Okay, we train at 5 p.m. because some of our players are working as well. So we train at 5 to accommodate them as well. But a usual training session would be we get there earlier, we get ready, we start the session with a few drills. But it all depends on when the different days of the week. I mean, if it gets closer to game time, obviously the session can't be that hectic because of, you know, loading of players and everything. But we definitely do put in the work. And when it comes to traveling, we normally travel, if we're playing away games that are outside of Gauteng, we normally travel a day before. We would come maybe the Friday and train, and then after we would travel.
Do you camp?
If we're playing on a Saturday and we're playing maybe in Free State, we train the Friday and then we travel after training the Friday.
Okay. All right, so it wouldn't be like a long camp kind of thing. Yeah, so overnight.
Thalia,
in the position that you play, how do you think you stamp it, like with a Thalia stamp, you know, that no one else can emulate? And what is it that you bring to the midfield?
Are you the Xavi of the team?
I don't want to say yes.
You can brag. You can brag. Go ahead.
No pressure.
Brag.
No pressure.
No, I don't. I would like to think that I'm a very hardworking player, and I would like to think that I can bring my elements of my game. We have a very, very good squad. We have depth in our squad, so even if I can be taken out of the game, someone else can be brought in, and they could almost, you know, do the same thing that I done, vice versa. But I would say I'm a really hardworking player. I have a good sense of passing. I'm good with diagonal switches of the ball. And yeah, I would just like to have the status of hardworking. The rest, other people can just
add on. Yes, it's like a charm bracelet. Hardworking is on already, and now we're going to add all the other credentials as well.
Yeah.
If there's three things that you miss from home, what are those three?
It would definitely be the beach, my family,
and a Gatsby from Golden Dish.
Oh my goodness. And actually there's this other place from Stramazen, it's called Wajit. Their food are like the tikka chicken and that. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the food. Thalia,
but I'm doing what I love, so I'm okay.
Yeah, and also you're a professional athlete, so there's no Gatsby's for you.
Exactly.
Thalia, don't be afraid to say I'm Busquets in that midfield, you know? It's okay. It's fine. I'm the Busquets. let them know sometimes.
I feel like you guys are putting a lot of pressure on me.
No pressure.
Like,
Thalia,
I would just prefer to just, you know, do less talking and do the
That's nice.
That's the spirit.
That's it. Thalia, it's been so great getting to know you, chatting to you. Everything of the best for your future in football. We're keeping a close eye. And hey, when you get the accolades and when you get that big deal to go overseas, please don't forget us here at Vision View Sports Radio.
I wouldn't. Thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. What a nice conversation.
Yeah.
Thalia Smith there, Mamelodi Sundowns ladies midfielder.
Level-headed.
Guys, Golden Dish Gatsby.
Radio with a Vision. Vision View Sports Radio.